Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer was the keynote speaker at the Massachusetts Association of Planning Directors annual conference today, where municipal leaders discussed how to create change in a difficult political climate. Conference goers discussed how to plan complete streets, the recreational marijuana industry, green communities, housing rehabilitation, and much more. Mayor Linda Tyer says she felt at home because she was among officials and
mayors like me who like to tinker in planning. And here, especially in Massachusetts, you have to work especially hard to be creative because of our long-established old New England communities.
She says it has taken a lot of time and work to redefine Pittsfield. The city has lost a big chunk of its population, about 20,000 residents, since General Electric, the city's largest employer, left town.
Our zoning map was cobbled together over many, many decades, and in our city we have industrial zones that abut neighborhoods.
And that's the crux of the conference, according to Christina Johnson, Massachusetts Association of Planning Directors Vice President.
There are 351 cities and towns. I call them special snowflakes. And they all have different priorities, different issues. And sometimes the western part of the state gets missed in a lot of the conversations. Planning is a broad umbrella, and you touch a lot of different issues such as the environment, transportation, community development, housing. And these are the things we deal with at the municipal level.
Tyer says Pittsfield struggles to make its infrastructure strong and appealing enough to attract residents. Half of the city's housing stock is outdated, built before 1930.
That legacy of GE came to a hard stop. People in this community did not know what happened.
Tyer describes a turning point for the city 13 years ago when then-Mayor James Roberto asked the city council to invest $1 million of the Economic Development Fund into the restoration of the Colonial Theater.
It was fraught with debate. It was, you know, we still had people in the community who believed that that fund, which was a gift to us from General Electric, should only be used for a very specific purpose, you know, creating another GE.
Tyer says the downtown theater has given the city a foothold in the Berkshires.
To me, that was the symbolic moment of when we finally decided we were going to pivot and we were going to commit to the art and culture economy that was already here in the Berkshires.
Since then, the city has transformed itself, Tyer says, redeveloping the city's downtown, including a fresh focus on Tyler Street. State and federal grants are being used to develop market-rate housing, shopping, and dining. Pittsfield's plan going forward, Tyer says, is to capitalize on the small to mid-sized businesses that supply the city with jobs.
This is a 10-year project, but it's really exciting because we're getting to revisit history, design our future, and engage the people that live and work in this neighborhood.
Tyer suggested planners should play to their community's strengths and intensify efforts to draw state and federal funding. But Stephanie Vance, policy director at the American Planning Association, says that could be difficult in today's political climate.
Well, yeah, Washington, D.C.
With the White House proposing to cut many programs involved in municipal planning, in transportation, economic development, heritage and culture, the environment, and more, the future is unclear when it comes to aid at all levels of government. Johnson of the State Association says Massachusetts municipalities rely on those funding sources.
All planning is local in Massachusetts. That's not the case in the rest of the country.
Vance suggests planning officials advocate for what they need from their congressional leaders and
you can't force them to look at an issue that you're dealing with. You have to tie your issues to something that legislator cares about and then, you know, talk to them in that context. You need to push it to the top of their own personal agenda.
With the federal budget process in its early stages, Vance says planning officials need to get involved now to make changes in their community. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.